Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, featuring Blue and Joe Grande, the world's number one source for everything cannabis.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue and Joe Grande, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. Thank you guys for listening to our show all around the world. And thank you for you guys joining up with us today. Jessica Connor and Daniel Sun are hanging out with us. Make sure you check out our website with so many great articles and blogs on the site for you to look at. And give us a call anytime, 1-800-420-1980. And go check out the IG pages at Cannabis Talk 101. Blue is at the number one, Christopher writes. I'm at Joe Grande 52. And thank you, Erica, for working over there so hard, working the board, working the cameras. She's a one-man crew, and usually it takes two, but you know what? It takes one woman to make it all happen. Yeah. Great job.
Happy Erica. Mother's Day.
Y'all know what time it is, right?
Dime time.
That's right. Think higher with Dime Industries. Find them in California, Arizona, and Oklahoma. Check out the website, dimeindustries.com, or on IG, dime.industries. Daniel and Connor are here hanging out. And you guys have been delivering such great content in the previous podcast.
Thank you.
I figure let's hit the folks with what they want. I've been getting voicemails and emails. They're going, when are you guys going to bring Connor and Daniel back? I go, you know what? They're bringing us so much information.
Time, isn't it?
Even Jessica was like, I can't wait to hear what they're saying. So Jessica, grab that microphone, grab those headphones, chime in with us. I know Connor has some new insight on something that's going down in the world of cannabis.
Yeah, there is something going down in the world.
What do you got there, young
of
man?
Cannabis, and this
young
is
whippersnapper
going down in the fucking Midwest, man. Fucking.
Oh, you're bringing your old accent back.
Nah,
okay.
Nah,
oh,
the Midwest. Just teasing. Just teasing. A lobbyist in Michigan pleads guilty for giving bribes for cannabis licenses.
Corruption. Oh.
Now, the specifics are that Brian Pierce said he gave $42,000 in bribes to a company controlled by former House Speaker Rick Johnson, who Rick Johnson accepted over $100,000 in bribes total to give out licenses. Mm. So this has gone down in Michigan, and what does this imply for the rest of the world of cannabis?
Completely shocking and unexpected.
I mean, is anybody shocked to hear that? I mean,
and no, and it's going down in other places, of course. But how are we combating this in the cannabis industry? If you guys had the power in place to fix this, what would you do?
Ooh, well, if you had the power to do it, it's hard because, you know, to fix it is almost like whoever, like, it makes me think of, and it's going to sound so silly-ish, but Superman, right? With great power comes
great responsibility, but that was Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. Yeah.
Uncle Ben. Uncle Ben.
Sorry, Spider-Man said with great power comes great responsibility. No, thank you for correcting me because I thought I had it wrong. But to that point, right, it's like, when you have that type of power and you know you can make side money doing it, it's a terrible thing that I'm like Jessica made like we're surprised. Like, of course we're not, right?
No.
Because it's been happening ever since time has been around.
It's funny how one guy will have like 26 licenses and somebody else can't get one who's been trying for 5 years.
Exactly.
You know, and sad. So people just end up on, you know, the list and they're like, oh, it's a lottery. And I'm like, sure it is. You know, and maybe in some counties and some districts it might be, but it sure seems like often it's something else.
I'm just going to say in any field, right? In any field, no matter what it is, because there's corruption. That's the term, right? In Absolutely. Every type of field. I mean, Connor, you're a soccer player, played professional, yes. all this great stuff.
Yes.
How much corruption was in that? We've seen FIFA, the guy that took millions and billions.
Oh, my God. It's just left and right, up right? and down, all over the place.
And then I'm even hearing, not to go from cannabis to soccer so much, I randomly was talking to somebody the other day that he pointed out how the United States is so corrupt with soccer that you have to be rich to play soccer here in the United States.
You do.
And it's not even a safe place for kids to play. Why? Because they've corrupted soccer so much. So I'm just randomly pointing out soccer as the guy delivering the story has a soccer background that I'm just going straight at you going, yeah. dude, it's in everything,
it
right?
is.
The garbage industry. I mean, that started with the mob.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? The mob created these.
I mean, not to mention insurance and everything else. Like, what is insurance? It's like, hey, your windows might get broken out.
We had to deal with you and your car with the insurance. That Big Uncle Joe had to jump in and start calling these places to help Jessica out.
Yeah.
When I see this and you say, how can we fix it? You know, it's sad to say that it's an unfixable thing.
Yeah.
The only thing we could do is pray that people have morals and guides, but it's hard because we're only human. I'm not saying you're a man because it's a woman that could have that position and take the bribe. I mean, let's just face it. Jessica is one of the highest ranked person that handles the Cannabis Talk magazine, and she's taking bribes to make people's articles better.
As we speak.
You know what I mean? Right now, if you want to get a good article on there, she'll either write a half-ass one for you, or if you tip her well, take her out to dinner, do something nice for her, your article in the Cannabis Talk magazine will be so
she
much better.
Nice.
I'm a lady, okay? I want a martini.
I'm just saying, Jessica, just think about it. If someone spent a little bit of time with you and did some, you might spend a little more time on their ad.
Yeah.
I mean, I think in any, okay, look.
She's like, no, I wouldn't, Joe. I'll give everybody the same amount of love. Maybe she would. I don't think she would do that. I'm just saying. I'm actually being facetious and being ridiculous over something like that. Yeah. But I'm just saying it helps. I mean, if somebody did and somebody did do something a lot, somebody might spend a little more time on it. I'm just saying it happens in everything that we see and do.
Well, I will say this, like, it's not just somebody's, let's say, product or industry or whatever it may be that manipulates whether or not you get special treatment, right? Yeah. Like if I'm working with somebody and they just so happen to have a really shitty disposition and they're rude with me, you know, it's like, do you really think I'm gonna give, or anybody, me or anybody else? But that's just natural, right? It's like if I was a guest and you were helping me, you know, PA, mic up and stuff like that, and would you go the extra mile and say, hey, can I get you this? Are you comfortable? Do you need anything else? And just that little extra mile that you go for guests that are really good to you, versus somebody who's like, hey, get me do this, do that. Who are you? If you're being dismissed or you're being...
Turns you off.
Yeah, it just turns you off.
Yeah, totally.
Now if somebody's going to, let's just put it a step further, let's say they do come by for drinks at the studio. Let's say after that, they're like, hey, let's all go to dinner. You start making friends. I mean, there's a fine line that somebody crosses when they're like, oh, by the way, I got you a gift.
And it's tough, though, when you're giving license and you're that Congress guy,
right.
You know what I mean? And Jessica comes over, or you guys come over with Jessica, and we're hanging out. You know, let's just face it, not that Jessica's that girl that would do, but who knows how these bribes happen, right? It's money, it's sex, it's party supplies, it's whatever it takes, it's all of the above, and we're having a good time, and then you're building a relationship like Jessica was describing, and then once that guy has that relationship with these guys, and then it goes back to, that's why that company has 14 licenses,
right?
And do I think it's wrong? Absolutely. But is it part of life? Dude, it's been going on since Roman times.
I think
absolutely.
Part of everything you do.
No, it's human nature.
If my teacher hates
and
me,
it's wrong.
I'm getting a lower grade.
Yeah. There's that fact there, too. You could not get along with a teacher and be like, dude, I just did everything right and this and that. And no, you're not getting the same treatment. So it's wrong. And don't get me wrong. Wrong is wrong. How can you fix it, though, is the question that you presented. We've got to hire people who are going to be trustworthy and honest. What does that mean? Good luck figuring that out.
I mean, I have a proposition, but this is kind of like, I don't know, an extreme example, I guess, because I think low-key everybody wants to keep that option open. But you could always just go, instead of having a name associated with your account, instead of having a personal a personal, you know, I left here. Instead of having something personal associated with your account, if I was number 1246 and number 1246 applying for a license, and you don't know number 1246 from number 1245, you know what I mean? And you meet this certain criteria, you apply for it, you wait this certain amount of time, and you get in line with everybody else, and nobody knows what, whose name and whose business is associated to what number.
Anonymous.
Completely anonymous. And I think that if you're getting in line, if you're standing in the query, if you're, you know, and you're
all the just balls are in a hat. In theory, Jessica, that sounds nice, but in theory, guess what?
Someone's got to write down those numbers.
Somebody has to oversee that. That's like, you know what I mean? So in theory, it sounds good, but it's like me saying, oh, how do we know who's going to, we're giving away an article for a free whatever. Mm-hmm. We're all going to know what who's in the hat.
What we need to do.
So, you know what I mean? It's so, as in theory, it sounds nice. But I don't think it's practical.
It's going to turn into like a, what do you call it, like a cryptocurrency. Where it's
we should be appointing people who don't have a, anything to benefit from that. So I, as an outsider, I would feel more comfortable if the person handing out the license, you know, he didn't have anything, how would you say, like there's nothing in it for him.
Right.
In the sense that his...
But let's just face it, once we know who's giving out the license... That's when the game starts, because
exactly,
that's who I'm going to find out who it is. And then before you know it, I'm hustling over there. Hey, what's up, Daniel? What, how you doing, man? Hey, man, let me help you out with that. Let me
buttering them up.
How about this? Buttering up. But the old saying, like in music, like when I started in radio, the term was called payola.
Yeah,
right? Still called payola.
It's still, and it's against the law now and this and that. But it's like, hey, we give you guys money. You play our records more. It's the same kind of concept, dog. It happens. So I don't know if it's ever going to end. I can't see it ending. Because it's a part of life that's just, it's wrong, but you know, there's a lot of wrong things that happen in life, and we just gotta roll with it. Hopefully the states and the governments hire the right people that don't allow it to happen, because I've been in the office of Mark and Craig Wasserman and seen a people who had got a license, didn't get a license, and they were supposed to, and they, like the same concept happened.
No, it'll hurt, you know, the people who deserve it. Obviously, it's gonna go both ways. Where
the way Jessica described in a perfect world is the way it should be done, and I like that, but
yeah. A silly question, but just like specifically, why is it wrong?
Because if I want to supply you and your license because you came to get one, but you were on the bottom of the list, and Daniel and Connor were in front of you, but because you're prettier and you're a girl and I'm attracted to you, now I want to please
about,
you and give you your license over there.
We're not talking about looks or sex. We're talking about money. We're talking about payola. So if you're talking about...
Because same concept, you're coming in and you give me $5,000 and they don't pay any for a license.
It's a different thing because when you're getting a license from somebody who, let's be real, like either let's say it's a politician for instance, or let's say it's the city or whatever, and they need money. And everybody needs money.
If the city was getting it, that'd be nice, but that's not part of the criteria, nor should that be a part of the criteria. You shouldn't have to give the city X amount of dollars to open up a cannabis store. A liquor store doesn't have to do that.
Exactly.
Oh, they pay their taxes to do that. And that's fine. So when you're saying as why is it wrong, there's a ton of reasons why it's wrong, because it should be the proper protocol, like every other business gets a license. So there's no reason to bribe a politician and say, oh, what's wrong with giving him money? Well, A, it's against the law.
And like, if your company was good enough, you'd get the license.
Well, it's not a matter of your company was good enough. You just need to follow the qualifications.
Yes, and you're up for getting a license.
And as long as you pass all the criteria, then that's how you should be. It should be a criteria that you pass. And then once you pass that criteria, all those names should be entered into the hat like you suggest, which I agree with, but not because my name should be in the hat and on the top of the list because I donated $100,000.
No, see, I thought that, I mistakenly thought that some of the money went back to the city, and I'm thinking...
Oh, no, this went to his pockets.
Yeah, no, this was straight, like, direct from Brian Pierce.
Like, going into a particular person's...
Rick Johnson's in specific.
That was his yacht.
Rick Johnson,
Michigan.
You got 100K.
Yeah, congratulations to you. Great story there, Connor's Cannabis Talk 101. We're going to come back, and Daniel's son has another little article for us to all get some game on. We'll be right back after this break.
Subscribe to our weekly newsletter on our website, CannabisTalk101.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Turn your typical into something special, folks. When it comes to infused products, the flavor you taste should be just as enjoyable as the feeling you experience. Visit the website, loranoils.com. I can't wait for something that I want to experience. Jessica's coming back on the show set to hear your story, Daniel, because she doesn't see how corruption's bad from Connor's story. Yeah, she was like, what's so bad about taking 100 grand?
She's like, money.
I mean, you know, I'd take 100 grand and give somebody a license.
Fuck it.
Right? I thought that was kind of cute when she said that. Like, let me just present one question. What's wrong with it? I'm like, a lot of things. It's against the law, Jessica.
Wait. I'm going back. First of all, I'm not saying, like, why is it wrong to do something that's against the law? Obviously, that part, yes. But I'm saying to be against the law in the first place. For instance, and just let me complete the thought, you know what I'm talking about. Because I don't want people out there watching and going, oh, Jess thinks it's totally fine.
She said it's cool. She said it's cool.
I was a little shocked.
Then,
go ahead.
And then your response was, well, why do you think it's wrong for you to have sex with somebody for a business deal? And I'm like, wait, what? That's not what I said at all.
That's what you interpreted. I didn't say that, but okay.
That's like, how media works.
Hold up.
Clear your thought. Go ahead.
Okay. So, how come there's a limited amount of licenses per city?
Because that's the way they do it. It's not. There doesn't make a rhyme or reason. I agree with that, but that's just because, like, it's unlike liquor stores where you could. But there's still a limited amount, even though there's one on every corner. But for the cannabis license, this is what the city starts off with, and this is what they've come up with from the city, how they coordinate it. So it's not like, oh, we're giving out 500 or 1,000. Okay.
So if somebody wanted to open like a restaurant or something like that, they have to get a license.
Same concept.
In the city.
Yep.
So the money that you pay to get the actual license, not the payola. I'm talking about the money that you paid to just get the license. That goes to the city.
That's on all licenses.
Right.
Yep.
So why would it be wrong to pay more money, not to the person taking the bribe, but to the city? If you have more money to spend on a license,
because that's unfair. Just because I have more money doesn't mean I should be able to get a restaurant over you or me or Connor or Daniel.
Not necessarily.
We should all have the same opportunity, and whatever we come up with as a, it's a $5,000 entry fee to do this or whatever that number is.
Yeah, like the upfront shouldn't be like a stipulation on whether or not you get a business.
Because then
right?
The only rich get richer.
I mean, that is true. I guess I'm thinking from the perspective of this city. The city probably needs money.
and they charge taxes, and that's why they set it at an equal level so that everybody has an equal opportunity. And even though some are still out of their leagues to be able to present that money, but at least it's a decent amount that it's not so extreme, although the cannabis industry gets mistreated and gets overly taxed on everything.
Yes.
But that's why you have to have a limit, because if not, then to your theory, you could just buy your way in and then somebody could come in and buy everything out.
Well, see, and this is why I don't own a city.
Monopoly.
Exactly. But you know what? It was a fair question, though. And then the monopoly comes. Yeah, that's why even when I come back, I always like to use my radio analogies, but the monopoly of radio stations, right?
Of course.
You can only own 8 stations in a market. That's the monopoly of it. Why? And why is that the case? Because then they can tell you everything they want from radio or TV, and they can dictate, just like when you watch Fox News or you watch CNN, two different point of views, right? So if Fox News owns everything, then you're hearing everything from that state of value. If CNN owned everything, you'd hear everything from their point of view value. That is why they have those rules and regulations in play.
Totally.
I'm glad we can talk about this out loud, because
so,
that was a good question.
Okay, what about Oklahoma, though? Because they don't have a cap, if I'm not mistaken, on the amount of licenses.
No cap.
So... None. So how?
Oh my
how
God! My daughter says no cap when she's talking. Me too. I'm like, oh my God! You just reminded me. Oklahoma is a mess right now, and that's why they're doing it. But and that's why everybody was, you know, migrating over there to do that. I know Blue even got like a little house over there for a second, and license, and everybody else. You just had to be a resident of there, right, to do that. I'm surprised I remember all this, but and they have an abundance of licensing and abundance of this and that, and not enough people that are using it. So
yeah,
they found
their market's oversaturated.
Exactly. So they found out that that wasn't the way. And it's still, you know, like we use the analogy, building a plane in the air. So, you know, we're still all learning. Some things don't work great. Some things do.
Yeah.
But I like opening it up, though. I like what Oklahoma did. Don't get me wrong.
I think it's a step in the right direction.
And then you're going to
find
out which ones in Oklahoma are going to pop and do great. Just like, you know, okay, cool. Let everybody try to... To her point, let everybody try to get a license.
Right. Yeah.
And okay, now those who market it well and do everything great will succeed.
I mean,
but don't do it where you got to buy in. But Oklahoma did a buy in. I think it was a few hundred bucks too, whatever
well, just
it was.
Just like a restaurant, right? There's no cap in a city about how many restaurants can be in the city.
No, there are. There are, just like some cities, like Lake Forest, like where I live, everything has to shut down by 9 p.m. unless you're in certain areas. You know what I mean? Like, you know, so there's a lot of actually rules and regulations for cities,
but
as far as.
How many can be
how
there?
Many
like
restaurants can be in cities?
License?
Oh, yeah, totally. That liquor license, all that stuff is, every city has those type of numbers.
See, liquor license, I know that there are, but food and beverage
restaurants,
license,
all the cities are planned like that. That's why they have planned city communities and this and that. And the reason why I know this as well is I really was lulled into politics as a youngster. And, you know, Mr. ASB president in junior high and high school,
beast.
And constantly running all those things. I looked into a lot of those politics and was like constantly learning about and then looking into cities of like there's all kinds of rules. And then even when I went to jail, when I broke the law of falsely creating a 911 emergency within a mile of a fucking elementary school.
Jesus.
And I did
that's
49
hilarious.
Days in jail for that. So, you know, there you go. Daniel, I know you got another story for us. Break it down for me, brother.
I do. So, folks, you better bust out that sunscreen and call the babysitter, because Las Vegas is getting ready to debut that very first cannabis-friendly hotel on June 2nd.
Hello.
Yep.
What? June 2nd? It's already happening?
It's summertime, guys.
And we're living in the future. Yep.
Days you said of- June 2nd, huh? Hold on, this show debuts on June 2nd.
Today.
Whoa.
Look it up today.
Today. Yeah. I can go there right now.
Yes. As we speak, so,
yes.
You know, the days, of,
soup, ladies.
The days of smoking weed and towels under the door or jamming in the bathroom with all that hot water running, yeah, all that's
burning
over.
Burning popcorn? Yeah. All
thanks to people at Elevations Nation.
They are opening up today, Elevation
so
Nation.
The Lexi Hotel is a newly renovated 64-room property that's only minutes away from the Las Vegas Strip, and it's next to major dispensaries such as Jardine, which are lovely friends of the show, by the way. And my only question is when are other casinos and resorts going to follow suit? When am I going to be able to just burn down an eighth blunt at the crap table and fucking ash in people's faces like, yeah, take that. That's what I want to know, Joe Grande.
I have no idea. When I go back to the big federal legalization, right? I think that's going to be the key for all the other casinos to say, okay, let's do it. But then I mean, you know, it's, I hate to say that you're going to have, you know, the Karen. That, why are you smoking weed?
Of course.
When I don't mind puffing my cigar and walking around a casino, and you know I do every time I'm there.
Yep.
And let alone someone smoking a pack of cigarettes, yeah, just sitting there on the crap table or sitting there playing blackjack. But I just think it's going to come down to federal legalization, right? And then once that happens, you're not going to still be able to smoke in the room at the wind, probably, but you could definitely smoke into a smoking area because they have the ventilation there.
Yeah, absolutely. I think
they have all the rules that could supply you smoking.
They're probably still going to have like the smoking and non-smoking rooms, and then I'll probably just apply to cannabis.
Yeah, like the Lexi Hotel.
Because the cigarettes and cigars are so much worse than cannabis in
like,
a room.
You got to be shitting me at this point. Like,
you know what I mean?
Like tobacco's getting involved. You already know. You already know they're lobbying for the fucking...
Are they just going to make the
They're
going
to say no, they don't want it.
They're going to deny cannabis. Watch it.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to disagree with that, Connor. Let me tell you why.
I hope you're right.
Let me tell you why, though. You know why? Because Marlboro has already jumped into the cannabis space.
I saw that.
Looking and buying properties and buying this
enlighten
and that.
Enlighten me.
So my point is, when you have the big wigs like that already jumping into it, so once it goes federally legal, they're going to be producing, mass producing pre-rolled joints.
Damn. They're going to give me pre-rolled spliffs from Marlboro?
Yeah, all day. Yeah, all day.
You're
going to
love that shit.
There's already, I don't know if it's real, but there's already concept art online that you could look at for Marlboro pre-roll packs.
I'm a buyer.
Really?
Yeah, so as you say that,
I'm
I mean,
I'm not a Marlboro.
I don't think they're going to be in it.
I'm not.
Just like the old saying of, oh, pharmaceuticals aren't going to be doing that anymore. And now we know pharmaceutical companies buying other pharmaceutical companies that are using cannabis to help with, pick the elements. So all these movements have been going down, Connor. But the old way of thinking was that way. And at first I bit and go, you're right. And I was like, no, actually, you're wrong, because these are getting ready for that movement.
Yeah, no, it's about time, right?
Well, it's inevitable. It's just, you know, like the FDA wouldn't have approved it. Our government wouldn't approve CBD if it wasn't this and that. It's just a matter of time before they get all the elements in place to become federally legal. Like, what do you mean? Like banking, folks. We can't make it federally legal when you can't even bank it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whether it's got to go hand in hand, there's so many things. And once it goes federally legal, that means the state crossing thing's got to happen. So how is that going to be in place? Then once that happens, how is we going to be able to...
Fly
with it,
TSA,
but you know, looking at all the rules and regulations from pesticides to this, how are we going to do a nationwide screening of what's right and what's wrong? Because each state has something different, right?
Yeah.
So there's just so many other elements of the laws and regulations on how they're doing it that we have to have all these in place before it can be, oh yeah, let's just do it tomorrow, federal legalization. It's not going to happen that quick. There's so many other things that have to be in play for all 50 states, and there's still 3 states right now at this current date as of May 2023, or this airs June 2nd, 2023, that 3 states don't have no kind of nothing there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you still have 3 more states to come aboard for some type of legalization.
Yeah.
Nebraska, I believe it's the 3 right there. It's Nebraska's one of them, Idaho, and the one to the left of that, which
Montana.
Is it Montana?
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Montana's got cannabis.
I heard that in a French Montana song.
I keep it on my desktop, and I just recently erased it. And of course,
the map.
Right when you asked that map, I think I put it in Slack.
Yeah.
I put it in Slack for everybody to see. Thank you. There we go. I recently put it in our company Slack just so everybody.
Was it the general?
Here we go, right here. Look at there. It's Nebraska right above it, and then what's over here next to Oregon? And that, geez, I mean, I put it in there, but I don't know my geographics right.
Idaho.
Is it Idaho?
Yeah.
So Idaho, Nebraska, and that's not Kansas. Right above Kansas, because here's Texas.
Is that Iowa? No, I was the smaller one.
We're a bunch of fucking idiots.
Sorry, international viewers.
Yeah,
fucking suck at reading maps.
I have the map in front of me, and I sent it out to the company, and I sent it out, and I read it, and I look at it, and I just, you have it right there. We can show you guys. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after
that. That's right.
Make sure you like, follow, and subscribe to Cannabis Talk 101 now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Now back to the number one cannabis show on the planet. You know what? F*** it. Now back to the number one cannabis show in the universe, Cannabis Talk 101.
The Bear Flag Group is your white label partners. They're known to be on time, accurate, and do quality packaging, you guys. They have been launching brands in California since 2015, and at the Bear Flag Group, they do what they say they're going to do. Check them out online at bearflaggroup.com. I love those guys, by the way. And I'm sorry that we sounded like such idiots on that last break. I want to confirm the states. It is Idaho, South Dakota, and Nebraska that is confirmed, like a Don King perm. And those are the three states that have nothing legal whatsoever that need to start doing a little something over there.
Erica,
and Connor, Daniel, what's that?
Erica disagrees with you, Joe.
Erica disagrees with me. What do you mean? Why do you disagree with me, Erica? What are you saying?
Wait, South Dakota.
I mean,
your microphone's not on.
You're gonna talk if not.
South Dakota is green.
Let me
see
here. So
am I tripping?
I think you are, because as I look at this list right here, and I go over this list right here, is Idaho. You go one state over, that's Wyoming, and then you go two down, that's Nebraska and Kansas then? Oh, I think you're right. It's Nebraska and Kansas.
If I can read them.
Wow.
Erica, you
I
are confirmed
Kansas.
Right. You're right,
I'm
Erica.
I'm good with states.
And I
if
thought
you
it
gave
was too.
Me a blank 50 state map, I could probably get most of them right.
Well, then why really? Did you pull it up on Slack and tell us? Because we're a bunch of idiots up here messing yeah. things up. Yeah, I should have known.
Now our international friends think we're stupid.
Well, they
you
already
are.
Know that. Thank you very much. Well, speaking of international, you guys, I do have something here that's really awesome. Switzerland lifted its ban on medical cannabis in June 2022, which paved the way for studies to begin. And there's nothing better than I like than studies, because I tell you right now, research is going to be the key to everything in this world with cannabis. Switzerland
Facts.
Continues to expand cannabis research trials. Two more Switzerland cannabis studies greenlit by the Federal Office of Public Health, according to the press release on May 10th, 2023. Now, the SCRIPT study, that's what it's called, the SCRIPT study, Safer Cannabis Research in Pharmacies, randomized controlled trial, that will cover Bern, Lucerne, and Biel receiving approval from both the Swiss Federal Office and the Public Health, which I like. They call that BAG, B-A-G. I don't know
They're
why BAG.
Bag
exactly.
They're
it just sounds
bag.
Like a cool thing,
Let's
right?
Let's go. Shout out Switzerland.
The Continental Commission of Ethics and Ethics Commission of Northwest and Central Switzerland. Now, research will be conducted by the Bern Institute for Family Medicine at the University of Bern, which is expected to begin in October 2023 and end April 2026. The program expects to sample size number of participants of 1,091 people.
Let's go to Switzerland. Let's be part of that.
You know, it's funny that you say that, because as I want to read more, but I right away, would you guys join?
Absolutely.
Yes.
I was just there and like, my weed maps worked in Switzerland, so like I went.
You were when you were working here, right? You went to
yeah,
Switzerland.
Yeah, yeah.
You were there when Pit passed.
Yes, I was.
I remember hitting you up, and you were in Switzerland. Oh my God!
Yeah, and as all of this was going down, I suppose like they were starting to ratify all of it. But I think Switzerland is like a nice place for it. Like I was able to find CBD flower in. I was in Zermatt, and when Pit passed, I picked up some CBD and I just rolled up a fatty and I just smoked one out for him because like that was like the closest I could get to him from Switzerland. So yeah. Went and did that. So no, Switzerland's great. I would easily go be part of their trials.
Over yeah. 1,000%. Well, the goal they're saying is to examine health and social effects. That's the key term right there. The quotes were under health and social effects, which is kind of funny, and I wonder what they're going to figure and try to really realize of the regulated cannabis industry at local pharmacies. These elements are intended to make the products less attractive, especially for young people. They're saying that we know that from tobacco prevention that they said in a release, they're saying our study therefore does not aim to legalize cannabis in the free market, but to be able to address the problems caused by prohibition in the black markets and to test possible harm reduction approaches, as well as a strict control of supply and distribution use demand for cannabis. I find it interesting that they're doing things like that. Adults 18 years or older will be allowed to participate in the study. Half the participants will get to purchase cannabis during the first 6 months of the study. Then what? I mean, how do you not purchase it after that? I'm kind of curious.
Yeah,
another quote says the comparison of the fate of people in the two groups should make it possible to obtain a study results that are as of scientifically rigorous as possible. The study announced states, and also it says the study initially is called the
cannabinoid.
No, not cannabinoid. It's cannabinoid.
Cannabinoid.
But that's Q at the end. Cannabinoid. Q. Whatever. C A N N A B I N O T H E Q U E. A pilot trial for the regulated sale of cannabis. That's the other one that they're doing in the Canton and Geneva area. Bottom line for this, you guys, is I love research that's going to be done. I found that this research is a little funny looking at the study on how they're doing this, and I can't wait to see the results that they
come
out
with. Me too. I'm eager to find out.
Yeah. You know, all studies on this, no matter where they're at, and we've talked about this a lot, but like Israel was ahead of the pack for the longest time and still are, in my opinion, of doing so much research. And I just hate that the United States can't use this evidence because it's from Israel, that we can't say, look what they've learned and look what they've found. Right. I'm hoping and praying that one day all nations get together and say, look what we found, look what we found, look what you found. Let's use our top researching companies. I believe you mentioned one in a previous podcast, that Connor.
Oh, the Jamaican
ones, right?
They have a
they got an island that they're going to be doing things
on Malta, yes.
So let's get all these places that are doing research and help the world. Not just Switzerland, not just Geneva, not just Israel, not just the U.S. The world can come together and bring the research. And then psilocybin. Mm-hmm. Let's bring that research together too, because these are two plant medicines that are really making a lot of noise and showing really big improvements in this world. We're all for it. We're trying to talk about it and make it a normal conversation. It's Cannabis Talk 101, folks. If nobody else loves you,
we do.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue and Joe Grande, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. And make sure you like, follow, and subscribe to Cannabis Talk 101 now.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for
more info now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.